Greetings to each one today in the name of Christ. This is Levi Stolzfus. Yesterday I shared on the sin of Adam and Eve and how God spoke death. If they would eat of the tree of life, he said, they would surely die. But they did not physically die, but spiritually they died. And that is why, even up all through the ages, that is why mankind today must be born again, because there is that death in them. Today I'd like to speak on the next that is recorded is of Cain and Abel. In Genesis 4, it speaks of Adam and Eve had a son, two sons, Cain and Abel. In verse 3, it says, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the first of the ground of an offering unto the Lord. So they wanted to build an altar and bring an offering to the Lord. And Cain brought his fruits. He was a tiller of the ground. So he brought his fruits, which was implicates the, it was works. He bought from his works that he did, the things that he tilled, the seeds that he put into the ground. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offerings. But unto Cain and to his offerings he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And it's interesting, when you look at those two sacrifices, the one brought works to the altar, and the other one brought the lamb, which is a representation of Christ. Christ is the Lamb of God. And we see that only the Lamb of God was sufficient, for was pleasing unto God. And that is why, even today, our works are not pleasing to God. The scripture says that our works are like filthy rags. But scripture also does say, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. But that is so that our Father would be glorified. But when it comes to salvation, our works cannot save us. And that's why when Cain brought the first fruits of the ground and offering unto the Lord, it was not acceptable. It was not pleasing to God. But when Abel brought the lamb from the flock, which it took blood. And that is why even today in our life, the works will not save us. But the only thing that will save us is the blood of the Lamb. When Christ died on the cross, he was the ultimate sacrifice. All through the ages, there needed to, for sin, sacrifices needed to be made to please God. And it was always the real sin. Sacrifices that please God is when it was animals, when it was blood. But then in the New Testament, it was Christ. The blood of Christ cleanses our sins. And it is because of Christ that we no longer need to make those, to burn that incense and to put the lamb on the altar. He has forgiven us, and he is waiting for each one of us to make that choice of crowning him king of our life, but also to accept his blood for our sacrifices. So one thing I want to make very clear is that for Cain and Abel, that the works did not please God, but it was the Lamb that pleased God. The Lord bless each one of you today.